您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。In recent years, we see more and more TV shows, films, and commercials featuring good-looking guys and targeting female consumers. It is being dubbed in Chinese 男色消费 which literally means consumption of the male beauty. 男色消费是近年来一时激起千层浪的生猛时尚，无论是电视、电影还是广告代言，到处都存在着以男色吸引女性消费者的行为。 So do you think that it is becoming more common? And more importantly, do you think there's a problem with that?
I don't really see a problem with that. I think it is certainly a phenomenon that we see more and more, and maybe in 10 years' time, we won't be talking about it at all because it's something just like air exists that you accept. I suppose if you're talking about consumption on male beauty, then we're talking about women spending. So...providing products that catch the female eye and subsequently you can, you know, increase your sales revenue, why not? Girls are spending.
Interesting. I want to look at, I agree. I mean, you know, there's the old saying, the old advertising adage that sex sells, and this seems to be what they're doing there. It's just that it hasn't been done before with men being the sort of objectified person in the advertising. I want to take it to a...not extreme, but I want to look at it from another point of view, which is, for example, if you're watching some Hollywood movie or something, or I don't know what it might be, some crime thriller with some seedy low-life characters frequenting strip clubs, for example. I'm glad we're talking about this with you two, because, you know, when the actor walks into the room in the bar and he's going to meet his buddy or something and plan a crime or something, and you see scantily clad women dancing on the stage like that, you know, I kind of think...What must women think about that? What do they think about it? Because if that was men, if the roles were reversed, I wouldn't like that. You know, I wouldn't like to see men up there in their pants dancing. I think it was kind of demeaning. And I've often wondered what women must think of that kind of scene in a movie. Do you just accept it or do you...not think about it, and I'm looking forward to hearing both of you answer the question.
I have to say, unfortunately, I was not as uncomfortable as maybe I should be, merely because of the fact that it is so prevalent, that we see it so often that, you know, sometimes you see something which is a little bit uncomfortable for so many times, and then you stop thinking it's uncomfortable, and this is, I guess, one of the things.
Right, well, I think when I watch especially those hip-hop and rap,music videos, when it's just alpha male culture being presented there, and it's always scantily clad models and guys just flashing their money and that kind of scene, it always disturbs me a bit. And I think to some extent, I agree with you, Xiaohua, that because it's that kind of conception behind is prevalent. It's just a matter of showing it more or less kind of thing. But I do feel uncomfortable when that happens. And that's why when I went to Japan and I saw there was this cafe that had really handsome, well-dressed male butlers serve you in that cafe. And I was like, great, this is how things should be.
But would Mark feel uncomfortable going into such a cafe?
Well, I mean, they had their clothes on, right?
Yes.
Sure.
Well, yes. I mean, were they wearing, you know, tuxedos and looked and just looked...
Very presentable.
Well, that's okay, isn't it? I mean, that's people making themselves look the best they can.
How about, there is another store, a chain store, which sells clothes. I'm not going to mention their names, but I think all girls know the store that sells sort of sporty clothes. They always have a line of male models who bare their chest, either standing outside or inside their stores, you know, and there's always a...long line of female customers there just waiting to take a photo with them.
Yeah, I think that's okay. I mean, that doesn't
bother you?
That doesn't really bother me. I mean, it's people making a living, aren't they? You know, isn't it? I think there's a difference between that and somebody, you know, wearing virtually no clothes, dancing up on a podium. I mean, there was the Chippendales, you know, the males strippers that women would like to go there for a night out and see them. And I think men tend to think that's just a bit of a joke. And, you know, the guys are just making a bit of money out of women's foolishness.
how could that be a joke? That's like a major business opportunity.
Well,
this reminds me of Magic Mike. So it's a Hollywood movie about male strippers, and it's got super good-looking eye candy men in it. And, excuse me, and it was... because
calm
it's not-
down now.
So, yes, it's not been shown in China in cinemas. So my girlfriends and I, a whole bunch of us, we got the DVD and cracked open a bottle of champagne and some ice cream and other stuff and watched it together at home. And it is certainly the kind of thing that I think in the future maybe there is. It depends on how you play with it, but there is a great opportunity there. But it's just how do you exploit it? And
I think we shouldn't, you know, turn a blind eye on the need for women to see beautiful men. Let's just say that, because there is definitely a need for men to see and enjoy beautiful women. I mean, if this is normal, then it is also normal for women to want to enjoy the beauty of men. And hence, it is normal for businesses to want to target that need.